Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
Falling from the western slopes to find yourself alone again, wondering where you have been. Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name three times.
Okay.
A couple of past Shiro's guests on that track by British jazz saxophonist, bandleader, and composer Nubia Garcia. It's Dawn on Shiro's Radio from Nubia's 2024 album Odyssey, featuring Esperanza Spalding. And we wish Nubia a very happy birthday on Thursday, December 18th. Also sending birthday wishes out to fellow Brit Beth Orton, who turns 55 on Sunday, December 14th, back to her debut Trailer Park, and She Cries Your Name. Welcome to the Shiro's Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always. Together, we will turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation. And before we get into what's coming up, now that we're in the season of giving, I want to remind you about the Shiro's fundraising campaign now in progress. Text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through our nonprofit partner, AIR, or you can visit ShiroesRadio.com. Thank you in advance for supporting independent, femme and queer produced radio and conversations like the one that you'll hear later this hour with Lily Trofilio of Beach Bunny as we celebrate the recent release of their third album, Tunnel Vision. That's coming up in the second part of the show. Hope that you can stick around for that. And right now, getting into something new from the Zambian singer and rapper Sampa the Great.
Announcement. I am with the pouches. They don't have the guts to match my prowess. Flawless, gorgeous, quote unquote unquote with all my flaws. Why they always sticking up their noses? It's just roundness. Premium rubber smelling all the roses. Face to face, I got that all the pauses. Pauses, haters, this an unofficial emancipation. Stick around, I'm glad you've been so patient. Faking. Ah. Here's a moment of silence ringing back to the art. Mind blowing, it's a classical part of Zamrock, a hip hop, and a Trinity spark. Yeah, it's the way that I'm on already. Shine bright, don't even want to put on. This here's real life, there's no match to put on. But here's a piece of the message, let's get back to the song. Can't hold a flame that's reborn. I'm like an everlasting spark, can't jump the way that I'm on. Peace. I know the seeds that I've sown, and I give birth to all the fruit just so that I can live on. Yeah, can't hold destiny, I must walk on. Can't choose peace, been down too long. True, I know that we will live on. Hear the passion in my voice when I keep playing the song.
Really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Billie Eilish turns 24 on Thursday, December 18th, back to the 2019 song that made her a global superstar, Bad Guy, on She Rose Radio. Also, a new one by Sampa the Great, Can't Hold Us. I'm Carmel Holt, and don't go anywhere. This week, we welcomed Lily Trifilio of Beach Bunny to the She Rose Spotlight as we celebrate their new album, Tunnel Vision. It's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
This is People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to more from Shiro's. KAXE and KBXE are proud members of AMPERS, the Association of Minnesota Public Educational Radio Stations, a network of 17 independent community radio stations across Minnesota. AMPERS does not receive funding from Minnesota Public Radio, and many of the stations recently lost federal funding. The loss made up as much as half of some stations' budgets, but community radio is not defeated. Help keep AMPERS stations going strong. Donate at AMPERS.org. Very chilly this weekend. Hope you are staying warm out there. Keep it right here on KAXE. Let's head back to Shiro's.
You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. Chicago indie band Beach Bunny was once a solo project of this week's guest, Lily Trifilio. Lily first picked up a guitar in fifth grade and took some lessons, but didn't come back around to it till her late teens when she started playing some local gigs doing cover songs. Lily wrote her first song at 18, and then while attending college, she kept at it, uploading songs and performing solo, building her fan base. She put out her first EP under the Beach Bunny moniker in 2015 called Animalism. And then she put out two more Beach Bunny EPs as a solo project, Pool Party in 2016 and Cry Baby in 2017, before expanding into a proper full band that same year. The turning point came in 2018 with their fourth EP, Prom Queen. The title track of that EP went viral on TikTok, and the band got their first record deal. Their debut full-length album, Honeymoon, arrived just as the pandemic was about to hit in 2020, and then a song from that album went viral, and at the end of that year, Honeymoon was hailed as one of the best of 2020 by the New York Times and Rolling Stone. Keeping pace with annual releases, Beach Bunny put out their fifth EP in 2021 called Blitz. Blame Game, and their second full-length album, Emotional Creature, arrived in 2022. So while a three-year gap between albums is totally normal, for Beach Bunny, this is the longest pause between releases since Lily first began putting out music a decade ago. And as she'll share with us, the key that unlocked the creative path to this newest collection was learning that sometimes the best work comes from taking a break. As we celebrate the recent arrival of Beach Bunny's third album, Tunnel Vision, I'm so happy to welcome Lily Trufilio as this week's Shiro in the spotlight. Beach Bunny, welcome to Shiro's.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on this awesome new album, Tunnel Vision, your third full-length album. And I know it's been a journey, so let's talk about it.
Absolutely. We've been doing music for about a decade now, but this album came at a point post-COVID with a lot of change happening in the world, a lot of change happening in our personal lives as we were like recovering from COVID as well. And yeah, I mean, it seemed more important than ever to talk about aging and the difficulties of living in a modern world, along with mental health, which was a huge thing for me starting the process of this album and throughout, for sure.
You were going through a bit of a writer's block as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just a lot of change all at once and a lot of pressure coming off a couple viral songs that led to like a bit of a spurt of what do we do next and what does Beach Bunny sound like when there's so many eyes, new eyes on us. And yeah, I just felt a lot of pressure as like a woman in the industry. And it took longer than maybe I wanted to come with this third record, but I think everything that needed to be said was said at the right time, ultimately.
Well, why don't we jump into a song here? Take us to whatever song you feel like would be a good entry point for somebody that doesn't know you, is kind of like walking into this fresh, that's like, this is us now.
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, one that comes to mind, I just passed my birthday and Clueless was sort of a catalyst for this record in a lot of ways and has to do a lot with dealing with aging and change. So I think that that song, especially, like, it hits a sentimental place and in that way is kind of timeless.
Thought I'd be a different person, but it's just a different life. If I got married tomorrow, I'd feel like a teenage wife. I am older at the party, stuff that wouldn't bother me. I can tell who's turning 30 versus being 23.
Excited to have Lily Trufilio here with us on Shiro's. The new album's called Tunnel Vision. So I read a quote that said, I've never felt more close to Beach Bunny than with this record.
I think this last record really felt like a return to self in a lot of ways. You know, the first album we put out, Honeymoon, it was kind of in the chaos of finals week at the end of college. And there was like a sense of confidence during that time. And I think, again, COVID and the aftermath and not really being able to like be in community and stuff like that was quite difficult. And this album in a lot of ways reminded me of the period right before Honeymoon came out, where we were in a lot of DIY spaces and the music was shared in person, which is something we didn't really get to experience for a lot of our big moments in our career.
It's interesting to think about Beach Bunny as a project that spans your 20s. That would put you towards your end of your 20s and Saturn return time.
Exactly. I'm definitely, or at least I was feeling, whatever that whirlwind that people describe. In a lot of ways, I think that the record helped me work through a lot of those feelings. And like this birthday I just had, I turned 29. And normally on my birthday, it's a very bittersweet time. And this year I was like just filled with whimsy. I didn't really feel down at all. So maybe the album helped in that way.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how you got started, whenever you can trace your beginnings as a musician.
Oh, for sure. In high school and stuff, I was in a lot of like church choirs. So I've always been sort of involved in music spaces, but it really wasn't until college where it felt like everyone I met on the first week was in a band, which was super interesting. And yeah, then I kind of joined the local music scene and met John, my bandmate. And yeah, it kind of took off from there. I mean, you know, I was doing like covers at Potbelly's Music. They have like a in-store musician program. So that was sort of my side gig. And then in the background, we were just sort of getting involved in like writing originals and performing at the Battle of the Bands and DIY Chicago, pretty much.
Inspirations for picking up a guitar? Like, what gave you the bravery to do that?
Honestly, I think the community I had in college. I sort of had talked about, you know, oh, I have some songs and they're acoustic and it's sort of intimidating to just be by myself on a stage. But all of these bands were like, well, you can just, you know, open for us and we'll play right after. So we can kind of share the stage in that way anyways. Like, you won't be alone. The whole room's going to just be your friends.
I talk about the guitar in this context a lot with women, and I hear varying stories. So I'm curious about yours. Like, was there any trepidation on your part as a woman picking up a guitar, or did you have confidence that came from elsewhere that took that away?
Maybe it is a mix of both. I mean, I'm still intimidated by a lot of stuff. Like, I don't really know much about gear or types of guitars or tones or anything like that even now. But I did take lessons in fifth grade, so I had like a good foundation of a couple years. I do understand what you mean, though, by the intimidation. I think it was more so like stepping into a music shop and being like, okay, well, which one do I get? And which one will kind of garner respect in a way, since I didn't really even know how that would be perceived. And yeah, I mean, certainly back in the day too, like being by myself and playing a small venue, there was times where the owner or bands I was trying to join definitely sort of rejected me in some sort of way for the act I was trying to do. So,
yeah. So did that shift for you at a certain point?
Honestly, I think just gaining confidence from playing live often. And at that sandwich shop I mentioned earlier, you know, I had to play 2 hours a week, just a bunch of covers. And oftentimes people would put in their headphones or like be working on their laptops. And that kind of gives you a thick skin in a way.
Right.
Which I think was helpful. And then, of course, having bandmates on stage now, it's like we're all leaning on each other and looking at each other. And if there's a weird moment in the set or the audience, maybe there's a disconnect, I can always feel like at least I'm connecting with them.
Yeah, that makes sense. We have Lily Trufilio here with us on She Rose, and the new Beach Bunny album is called Tunnel Vision. So as we're talking about your early days of getting started, I thought maybe it would be fun to do an A and B of cycles. So what we're going to hear first is the original version of Cycles.
Nobody.
that was recorded, I believe, in 2019, 2017, one of those. It was sometime during college where I mentioned before, I don't really know gear, so I just used a podcast mic. Mm-hmm. And there was this music software called Audacity, and I figured out the two buttons I needed to press and just did a few live takes until I got it. And that song has always meant so much to me. Like, I love the message of just, I don't know, just being self-aware of the social roles and situations we're faced in, and that when you reflect on those, it's like you really can do anything. You don't have to follow tradition or follow anyone else's life journey. Like, the path is yours. And so it felt really important to bring it to life again.
Why do you think that it was important to bring it to life again, like in the context of what you've just come through and being on the other side of it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of songs on Tunnel Vision that are society focused, for lack of a better word, and some inner dialogue I was having with myself of how am I navigating my adult path? What does that look like day to day, or even a 5-year plan from now? And I think Cycles has always felt like that kind of inner dialogue in a way. And it feels nice to have it out in the world again with my bandmates in a new light and in a new chapter.
So we just heard a sample of both versions of Cycles, one from 2019. I'm like imagining you in a dorm room, but I don't know if that's correct. Where were you when you recorded that first version?
Essentially it was that. It was like a very early apartment I had with a close friend that was like dingy, and I was probably sitting on the floor next to a pile of laundry, just like playing keyboard.
And then on the new version, set the scene for us. Where were you?
So this kind of came at an interesting point where we were sort of like trying to dip our toe into the next album, but there was still a lot of songs to be figured out. So it was one of the first recordings we did in this studio, Electrical Audio, with Sean O'Keefe. And yeah, I mean, we just had a lot of fun, honestly. Like, we weren't sure if it was going to be a standalone single or something for a deluxe or a bonus track. So there's a lot of freedom in that.
Was that trippy at all to step back into something that you had done as a younger version of yourself and now doing it in like a legit studio with your band, with all of this road underneath your feet?
Oh, absolutely. In a lot of ways, I had to remember how to play the song again because it had been so long. But certainly, I mean, I think even with the original version and some of those other early demos, it's always been a hope that they would be recorded at a high quality and like felt like a gift back for sure.
I mean, it's like what somebody just asked me this the other day. I think I was at a dinner or something, and they asked the table, if you could have one do-over, what would it be? And like, what a dream to be able to have a do-over. If you imagine who you were, who was Lily like when you were recording that it next to the pile of laundry on a podcast mic? Could you have imagined that you would be where you were today? Like, probably not. We never know where we're going.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, even at that point into our career, we had one song sort of have a viral moment, but it wasn't like a sustainable music career. And now, you know, this is like our full-time livelihood. That's great perspective. That's actually really fun to feel that in my heart, you know?
Totally, totally. And it also makes sense in the context of what you were saying before, where like you reconnected with what that feels like from your early DIY days and what music was about for you, you know?
100%.
This kind of sense of reconnection to like why you started doing this in the first place, you know?
For sure.
It's easy to get lost in the sauce, Lily.
Absolutely.
The music business will pull you under.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about it if you're willing. And also, again, if you would be so kind as to illuminate us, if there was any part of that experience thus far in that last decade that you could put in the category of like, also as a woman, fill in the blank.
Sure. I mean, it's all been a learning curve, but, you know, I'm very grateful that like the team we have is secure in a safe space and respectful. And the people that haven't resonated, we've parted ways and you live and you learn. And honestly, I think a lot of those parts on the journey, it's like if there wasn't pushback or obstacles, like maybe some of the music wouldn't be as interesting. Same with like relationships too. I mean, Beach Bunny's got a whole load of breakup songs and angry songs and stuff. And a lot of that I think stems from like unfortunate experiences that you learn from and can turn it into art.
Do you think that anything about what you do as a musician takes a stand in terms of like a feminist perspective or embodies anything along those lines?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I try to, but I'm also trying to just write about, I guess, my own experiences and not speak for everyone. Everyone's got, you know, their own story and journey to tell. Sure. But certainly with our like biggest song, Prom Queen, I mean, that all stemmed from like I had a really hard time with some body issues and disordered eating. And then I had a friend that was experiencing something very similar and wrote that song as like a wake up call, because it was sort of hard to connect to her through any other way. And I've noticed in general, like throughout the years, that that song has been a wake up call for a lot of girls, especially, and men too. I mean, everyone's falling under this umbrella, right?
So I know.
Yeah, it's been crazy, but that one definitely, like, I was surprised at the response and the success of the song because it felt like this is just something for me, part of my diary, and something for this person I know directly. But yeah, I'm really happy that people have used it in a positive way and have sent me messages like, oh, this helped me get recovery and stuff.
Oh my God. I mean, that is like the greatest gift that you can both give and receive, you know?
Totally.
Same thing as like, you know, somebody saying, oh, I went to your show and it inspired me to pick up a guitar. I mean,
100%.
Like, what could be better than that?
Seriously.
Do you have any stories like that that you want to share?
Yeah. I mean, even this last year, this 14-year-old girl, she had written a little poster at the show and was like, I can play any Beach Bunny song. I was like, any? Wow. Okay. You are way better at me at that age. And she came up on stage and played with us. And I later saw that she had made sort of like a TikTok video of the whole experience. And she's been posting covers ever since and come to other shows. And I remember being 14 and like, you know, feeling the same way about other artists. So it's super surreal. And I still don't fully understand it, even though I'm so grateful. But it's super surreal how powerful music can be.
Well said. Who were some of those people? Who were your sheroes when you were 14?
Oh, I mean, well, it's honestly been really crazy that a lot of those people that I looked up to, we've been able to connect now decades later. But there's these two girls that used to be on Disney Channel, Allie and AJ, who were sisters. And we got to play a show together last year. And I mean, they're the best. They're just like absolute sweethearts. But I definitely had my fangirl moment behind the scenes.
Yeah, being yeah, like, yeah.
This was one of my first CDs that I got to buy. for myself.
Amazing.
And they totally inspired me to want to make guitar music 100%.
I wanted to just circle back real quick before we wrap up to talk about presentation and your journey with, you mentioned prom queen and coming through some tough times with body image stuff.
Yeah. I mean, this was like early 20s. It's a rough time for a lot of people. But I do think a lot of issues I was having with my own body and aesthetics were definitely a product from some of the media I was consuming. Growing up in the early 2000s, that was really common messaging that does stick with you even when you get past your teen years. Yeah, and I struggled with some disordered eating, and certainly peers around me also did. But I think music and honestly, aging in a lot of ways helped me come to terms with my own body image and also my own confidence. I think there's a large degree of unlearning you do in your 20s. And, you know, I will say, too, as the years have gone by, I mean, it's never going to be perfect, but I would say in the last 6 years, there's been a ton of body positivity movements, and you're seeing a wide diversity of sizes and different types of people. And yeah, I mean, it's just beautiful to see. And in the queer spaces too, I mean, people are showing up in all different kinds of ways. You know, there's not just one type of body. There's not just one type of way you're supposed to look or supposed to be. And it's awesome that we can celebrate that. And it's brought me a lot of confidence seeing people live authentically and just being true themselves. It inspires me all the time to do the same.
That's amazing. I love to hear it. Lily, it's been awesome to spend this time with you. Before we go, are you ready to make some magic?
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to give you the Shiro's magic wand. And with it, you can change anything in the music industry for women, non-binary, queer, BIPOC folks, anyone who is maybe not getting the same opportunities or platforms as others. First wave of the wand, what would you change?
I mean, I just wish that everyone viewed their coworkers as a person first and not a woman or a trans person or all these other labels that we put on each other. I think just having like equal respect and empathy is something that goes such a long way. So I think if we can just all see each other as equals and get these misogynists out of there, that would be awesome.
I love this wish. May it be so. Lily Trufilio, thank you for being with us on Shiro's. What song should we go out with today off the new record?
How about Just Around the Corner? Just talks a lot about how the Western world is going through a lot of things. And I hope that we get to the other side of all the hardship, and sending love and light to everyone out there that is going through a hard time right now.
Learn your place. Keep with the pace. It's just around the corner. Maybe it's your generation. Brains all chewed. I guess you're screwed. But just around the corner. Promise we can fix you, but you can't. Her brains fried. The internet broke her mind. The 1% cut the line. The government doesn't care who dies, but they'll give you.
With thanks to Lily Trufilio, thank you for being with us on Shiro's.
Thank you so much for having me.
Many thanks to Lily Trufilio for being with us. The new Beach Bunny album, Tunnel Vision, is available now on AWOL. Today's conversation has been condensed and edited for broadcast. To hear the full interview, download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Next, we close the hour celebrating two more Shiro's born this week, Taylor Swift and Sia, when Shiro's Radio continues.
The world on a silver platter, a table that's set for two. It's America, baby. What's the matter? There's nothing that you can't do.
Stay- stepping away once more from Shiro's Radio here on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Join us and Sundown Records for the Sundown Sessions, a young musician showcase Saturday, December 20th from 3 to 6 at Sundown Records in Bemidji. Catch music from Liam Larson playing blues, No Rest for the Pickers with bluegrass, The Rotten Sardines with punk rock, and indie group Blackfish Blue. The event is free and all ages are welcome. Northern Lights Nordic Ski Club has their annual cross-country ski swap on Tuesday, December 16th at Ardent Bicycles in Grand Rapids from 3 to 6. If you have gear to sell or donate, you may drop it off Monday from 3 to 6 or after 9 on Tuesday morning. Ski Club members will assist with fittings and provide information on area trails. Check out the latest Season Watch pod with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holton, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters. The Season Watch pod is for the curious, filled with the delights of nature. New episodes come out on Thursdays. This week, Nifty Nature Words and John Latimer's birthday. Let's head back to more from Shiro's Radio on KAXE.
It's Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. As most Taylor Swift fans know, it's her birthday, Saturday, December 13th. Wishing her a very happy 36th with this one from Folklore.
Call it even, you could call me babe for the weekend. 'Tis the damn season, right this time. I'm staying at my parents' house on the road.
Australian singer and songwriter Sia turns 50 on Thursday, December 18th. Day too soon on Shiro's Radio and wishing Taylor Swift a very happy birthday, December 13th, with Tis the Damn Season. And that does it for this week's edition of Shiro's Radio. Thank you, as always, for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast and to our new YouTube channel, Shiro's Productions. Shiro's is 100% independent, and that is made possible through the support of our public radio affiliates and now listeners like you. We have our very first fundraising campaign now in progress. Please do give if you can. Text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through our nonprofit partner, AIR, or you can visit Shiro'sRadio.com. Thank you for supporting our work, and until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.